Welcome to this guided loving-kindness meditation. In order to embark upon this meditation, it's important to cultivate an attitude of compassion. Compassion towards ourselves, kindness, patience, curiosity, openness. And to enter into this meditation with that intent. The loving kindness meditation can be practiced in a seated posture, on a cushion, on the floor, in a chair, lying down, standing. As always, with many of the mindfulness practices, it's not at all about the form, but about the intention. And so finding yourself in a posture of stillness, whether it's seated or any of the other positions, and taking some time to simply drop into awareness of this sitting here, sensations in the body, perhaps making any subtle adjustments to bring about a greater sense of comfort or stillness. Awareness of the breath. The breath breathing itself. Not having to breathe in any particular way. Simply being a watcher of the process of breathing, of the air moving in past the nostrils and down into the chest, the rise and fall of the diaphragm, the movement of the belly that draws the air in and pushes other air back out. The slightly warmer, moister air exiting the nostrils and mouth, and the process beginning again. We may take note of anything that happens to be here, lingering thoughts about the day up until this point, expectations or anticipations about this meditation. Thoughts about what will happen next, a sense of nearly anything that might be here in this moment, irritation, frustration, desire, happiness, calmness, depression, anxiety. Simply taking stock, taking inventory of what happens to be here in this moment and just noting it. And gently but firmly returning our attention to the breath. In the interest of cultivating this compassion, this loving kindness, I encourage you to bring to mind someone about whom you feel quite warmly, lovingly. Just holding that person in awareness. That may be a person, it may be an animal, it may be a memory of a person who may or may not still be living. But just bringing that person about whom you feel quite strongly and quite positively and warmly into your awareness. Allowing yourself to feel the feelings associated with that person. Those feelings may be kindness, compassion, love, admiration. Warmth, desire. You may find that in becoming aware of these feelings, they can be strengthened or intensified by making certain wishes for this person. You may find your own wishes, or you may find these four particularly helpful. May you live in safety and health. May you have understanding. May you be happy. May you have ease of being. Noticing the effects of having wished these wishes for this person about whom you feel positively. May you live in safety and health. May you have understanding. May you be happy. May you have ease of being. You might turn your attention to someone else in your life, someone for whom you feel generally positive, perhaps not to the same strength of that first person. And wishing them, may you live in safety and health. May you have understanding. May you be happy. May you have ease of being. Perhaps bringing to mind now someone about whom you really have relatively neutral feelings. Perhaps somebody you've just met, someone you've passed in the hallway, someone who you see on occasion but with whom you have no particular contact or interaction. You're just aware of their presence. Seeing what it can be like to wish those wishes for this person about whom you feel relatively neutral. May you live in safety and health. May you have understanding. May you be happy. May you have ease of being. It may feel a bit like a stretch or something difficult, but seeing now if you can bring to mind someone with whom you have some difficulty, some conflict, some challenge. Someone with whom you have trouble getting along at times. Someone who stirs up unpleasant feelings in you when you bring them to mind. Feeling the shift that this person may bring simply by bringing them into awareness, the shift you may feel in your body, in your attitude. Just letting that shift come and go and wishing this person those same thoughts. May you live in safety and health. May you have understanding. May you be happy. May you have ease of being. May you live in safety and health. May you have understanding. May you be happy. May you have ease of being. You might notice that you are able to bring these people into your awareness one by one and hold them there. And so the person about whom you felt warmly is still here, along with the person about whom you felt generally positive, and the person who you brought to mind about whom you feel relatively neutral, and the person with whom you struggle, and you can hold them all and make those same wishes for them. And so making room for perhaps the people in your immediate vicinity, your family, your friends, your roommates, your neighbors, holding them in awareness for all of the feelings that they may bring up or not bring up, and wish for them. May you live in safety and health. May you have understanding. May you be happy. May you have ease of being. And if you can go that far, you can certainly go a bit further and include all people around the world, people who are suffering, people who are sick, people who are distressed in a variety of ways, and people who are happy and successful, and all of the people in between. And you can, in this moment, direct this feeling of loving kindness, of compassion, to all of them. May you live in safety and health. May you have understanding. May you be happy. May you have ease of being. And in this process of opening up the heart to encompass all of these people, you may perhaps have overlooked one person, yourself. And seeing if there's space in this spacious heart that you've opened up and expressed these wishes for all these people, seeing if there's space for you to step into that space as well. And can you make those wishes for yourself? May I live in safety and health. May I have understanding. May I be happy. May I have ease of being. May I live in safety and health. May I have understanding. May I be happy. May I have ease of being.